Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guest, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV, on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. Marathon and power walk enthusiast Susan Summers has written The Magic of Walking, Your Guide to a Balanced, Purposeful Life. Her book will help you push beyond what you thought was possible to help you gain the confidence to change and grow. Susan joins us from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Susan, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Susan, will you please give us a quick overview of The Magic of Walking?
The Magic of Walking combines my own walking journey with some evidence-based strategies, tools, and exercises that were contributed by the University of Toronto Department of Kinesiology, journaling, vision boarding, and photography ideas, and 30 steps to walking as a way of life.
Interesting. So you've walked the famous Camino de Santiago. Was that when you began your passion for walking?
Well, actually, I've done 35 walk races before I did El Camino. I did El Camino during the COVID because I was unable to enter in-person races, and I did it online. And it took me 4 months of walking 15,000 steps a day in Toronto to complete it. So although I didn't do the actual El Camino, this was a wonderful achievement.
Well, congratulations on that, Susan. So why on earth would you decide to take this journey right in the middle of the COVID pandemic?
Well, I guess it was because, as I said, I couldn't do in-person races, and I have a Fitbit, which I use, and I thought, what if I looked online and I found something called The Conqueror where I could sign up, clock my steps every day, and actually at the end get a beautiful medal. In fact, it's nicer than the ones that I got for my in-person races. So I've now done 7 of these online races using my Fitbit.
That's an interesting concept that I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to be interested in. So while you're walking, what's going on in your head? Are you focused only on the trail, perhaps meditating, thinking about what you'll do when you get home or when you stop the Fitbit, and perhaps something altogether different?
It's interesting. I never saw myself as a photographer, but when I started to walk and photograph some of my surroundings, I realized how much I enjoyed it. And in fact, a lot of the photos are in my book and my audiobook version that I took while I was walking in the ravines and waterfront and doing the El Camino. So it was a whole other side of me that I never anticipated.
It's strange how things like that come out, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, Susan, did you write your book with any particular type or age of reader in mind?
Not really. This book, I wanted it to be the kind of book that someone would pick up and put down. So it really could appeal to someone at any age. And as I said, whether they wanted the physical side, like doing the races, the mental side, how to cope with stress, et cetera, through walking, or the spiritual side, forest bathing in beautiful landscapes. I really thought it, as opposed to the age, I thought it was more for the kind of person who wanted to get out there and walk.
Will both men and women get something from reading your book?
Absolutely.
If you were to compare your book with any other, what would that other book be?
I think it's very different because, as I said, it's not only a story of my journey, but it really has a lot of online references, a lot of personal references. It's hard to compare it to something else because it's got a little bit of a lot of different things. Even the size is smaller than the usual paperback. Very easy to take with you if you were going for a walk.
Well, you said that you take your camera with you and you photograph as you go. Does that mean you stop walking or are you doing all of this simultaneously?
No, I stop walking. And that's what I've learned too, that now that I'm focused on looking at my surroundings, I'm not racing through. I'm a Sagittarius who's used to going quickly through everything, right? So this COVID and the walking in the book really slowed me down.
I imagine that drove you nuts, didn't it? Well, as you said, you've participated in several marathons. Which one stands out in your memory the most?
The second marathon I did, I think I had done one 5K, one 10K, and a couple of half marathons. And then I did a full marathon, which took me 7.5 hours. And 2 years later, I did the same full marathon, which took me 7.5 hours. But there were all kinds of problems along the way. I was the last one to come in. There was no finish line. There were no cheering crowds. In fact, there wasn't even a medal. And it was in the middle of the summer at the Toronto waterfront in the hot sun. But that marathon changed my life because I realized that in spite of everything, I'd walked for 7.5 hours and finished the race.
Oh my
last.
Lord, I cannot imagine walking for 7.5 hours. Were there breaks in during this time?
No. But I had a few people like my daughter and my husband and a friend join me along the way.
Well, all total, in all of your walking, do you have any idea how many miles you've covered?
No. I don't, you know.
It's got to be a lot, right?
But the Camino was 778 kilometers. So that will give you an idea. That was the longest thing I've ever done. So it would be from a 5K to
778K. Whew. Well, Susan, will you share with us a bit about what's in your book? Is it stories about your walks or set up as to a how-to for others to work through? What's there?
I would say it's 30 steps as a how-to. Everything from walking with a walker to how to prepare for a race to, as I mentioned, how to forest bathe. So it really covers everything. And it also, in between, it's little snippets from my own walking journey. From when I was a child walking in malls, which I've done throughout my life, to going into the walk races. And then the photos, there are about 30 photos in the book. And some of them I've taken on trips that I've taken in other parts of the world. So it really adds a whole other flavor.
Well, I'm sure you realize as much as everybody else, nobody's getting any younger. Has your walking routine and style changed over the years?
Absolutely. I walk slower and I don't try to keep a certain pace. And in fact, it's funny, in marathons and some other races, I would start to run because I'd start to get competitive in the beginning. And I'd say I'm going to pass so-and-so, then I never could. So I've realized I have to walk slowly and carefully and not trip or fall. As I've aged, that's become a really important thing. So yes, I would say my style has definitely changed.
Well, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago about walking with a walker. How do people who have some balance problems and use walkers, do they actually do these marathons?
No, I haven't seen many people in those kind of races. My brother had polio as a child, and now he has the post-polio syndrome. And so that made me very aware of putting things in the book that would be suitable for somebody who is walking with a walker. But no, I rarely have seen people walk with a cane in these races.
And it's all age groups?
All age groups, yes.
Do you have any idea of what the age is of the oldest person you've walked with?
Probably 80, I would say.
Wow. Well, I mentioned that you are from the Toronto, Canada area, and we all know that winters can be brutal. So how do you keep your walking routine going when it's miserable outside?
So I figured out how to do that. First of all, I mentioned to you that I'm a mall walker, so I could tell you the 3 malls in Toronto that I can go to and walk indoors and get to them by subway. That's the funniest thing. So it's wonderful. That's one way. Another way is when I was doing El Camino, I walked inside a lot of the winter just to get my steps. And the third way would be on a treadmill.
Well, when you first started walking, did you have any established goals or did you just kind of fall into it?
Well, the first race I signed up for, a 5K race when I was 59, I had no idea what it would be about. And I finished in about 45 minutes, crossed the finish line, went home, had a glass of wine and fell asleep. And 3 weeks later, I got a certificate and a pair of socks in the mail telling me I'd come first in my age group. And as I mentioned, I'm a competitive person, so that was enough to get me signed into the second one the same summer.
I love that story. So what has been the most rewarding experience for you since publishing your book?
Recently, because of COVID, I wasn't able to do things in person, but I have done a couple of in-person events, and it's just wonderful being at events and seeing people who have bought the book who want to learn more about me. And the other thing is I will be teaching a 4-week course in Toronto through the City of Toronto in the fall with exercises and content from my new book. So that's very exciting for me to be out there talking to people, teaching a course and using my book.
Speaking of your courses, is this something that we could do online? Like I'm in Phoenix, I can't get to Toronto for it.
Well, I would love to do an online course. I've done online presentations and workshops, so I would be very interested in doing the 4-week course online. And I have the PowerPoint set up, so it would be very easy to convert it.
What kind of feedback have you had from readers of your book so far?
Well, I think the main thing is a lot of them were not in the habit of walking. They didn't know where to start. So there are a lot of people out there who might do some walking, but to make it a daily practice, which is what I recommend, was something that they hadn't really considered before. And the other thing is they found groups to walk with. I've walked a lot with a girlfriend of mine who I never thought was a walker. And that's what we did a lot last year in the spring and the summer. We walked every day at the same time. So that's what people say to me. It brings them into a community, or it gets them into a practice, or it gets them setting goals. They have habits now. Those are the kinds of things I hear.
After finishing your book, what do you want readers to take away?
I would like for them to, as I said, develop a walking practice. And of course, because I'm a speaker, I would love to come and speak to groups and meet some of these people and find out how the book has impacted them. I think that would be very exciting.
Will you please read a short excerpt from The Magic of Walking for our listeners?
Absolutely. After signing up for the El Camino de Santiago, I was fueled by a combination of excitement about committing to this endurance event and setting a new challenge, and fear that I would not be able to sustain the steps and complete the challenge. And when I received the gorgeous medal on October 25th, 2020, I realized how strong, determined, and resilient I am. I went into El Camino as a very goal-oriented person who was focused on succeeding in life, in fitness, and in my own businesses. But the more I walked, the more I realized that this wasn't about the goals or the performance or the outcome or the medal. It was about the journey and gaining an awareness of my physical, mental, and spiritual connections. Above all, the El Camino de Santiago challenge taught me to see the world in a new way, full of beauty, excitement, peace, and endless possibilities.
I can certainly understand why people would be encouraged to start walking after reading that. So where can we learn more about you, and where can we purchase The Magic of Walking?
Well, I recommend that you go to my website, Power Source for Women, and the website has the links to the paperback, to the ebook, and now I am just launching an audiobook, which is very exciting for me because I know a lot of people walk with listening to music or listening to something. So it's just about to be launched. So it's very exciting to see a whole other version that someone can use in a car, but also while they're walking.
And there's information about you as well on your website?
Yes, there is.
Are you planning to write another book?
I don't think so. I think I would prefer to update this one because there are things like websites that might along the way, I might find some new resources to put in. But I think it's really going to be more an update of the current book as I go along.
We've been talking with Susan Somers, author of The Magic of Walking, Your Guide to a Balanced, Purposeful Life. Susan, thank you for spending time with us today, sharing your love of walking and how we can learn to love it too.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Here's a review I found for Susan's book. If you are looking to improve your life, this is a must read. The exercises and questions really help you fine-tune your action plan for health and fitness. No matter what your age, you will get something out of this book. Well, if you'd like to experience the magic of walking, please go to powersourceforwomen.com and order your copy today. And when you finish, don't forget to post a review. And please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember, the author show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, the Roku channel, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. theauthorsshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.